Well, I'd call it a barn where I keep my cows.
And what would you call one to keep the horses in?
Well, where I keep my horses. I would still call that a barn where I keep my horses.
Okay. Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you milk cows? A place where you kept the cows to milk outside, like in the good weather?
Yeah, I had a place out there where I'd milk my cows outside. That'd be outdoors.
Well, what did you call that place outdoors where you milked your cows?
I just call it outdoors.
Where did you keep hogs and pigs?
Well, I kept hogs and pigs in a lot, but I'd have a barn, yeah, purpose for my hog.
Did you have another name for that lot where you kept the hogs?
Well, I just have a name in this place. I have a name. This is where I keep my hogs. This is the main place where I keep my hogs. Nothing but my hogs.
Did you call it a hog pen?
I call it a pig pen.
What do you call a farm where they milk cows?
Well, I would call it a dairy.
What else do you think of for meanings for dairy?
What is that?
Have you heard the word dairy used some other ways besides the place you milk cows?
Like
these milk plants and ice cream plants, you've heard them called dairy
sometimes. Telephone may not ring anybody in there.
Go ahead.
Charlie, where did you store your potatoes in the winter? When you
Well,
used to
I would store my potatoes in the winter in boxes and put them in the crib. Why they wouldn't freeze and keep warm all the winter. And put hay and cottonseed over.
Hay and cottonseed. That sounds like a good way to keep them from freezing.
That's right.
And then where did you put your boxes of potatoes?
Well, I put the boxes of potatoes. After I put them in my box, then I take one corner of the crib. And then stack them all up in one corner of the crib and sow hay or all the cover and box it all up in hay.
That sounds like a good way to keep it.
Yeah.
What did you call the place outdoors right around the barn that you had fenced in to keep the cows and mules and the horses in?
I'd call it a lot.
Uh-huh. I would too.
Yeah.
Now, when you raised cotton, Charlie, what did you do to get the weeds out of it?
Well, I would take a hoe and chop the weeds out.
What do you call grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
Well, I call that a grass a cotton field.
Name some of the kinds of grass you had out in the cotton field.
Well, I'd call it cotton patch. You done run away with the grass. Now that's what I would call it.
That took a lot of chopping, didn't it?
It took a lot of chopping to get the grass out.
Well, what were some of the kinds of grasses that